Okay.
So this is there's definitely a theme to this week's movies. There's two themes. One of them is that these movies I have seen in theaters. So usually I try to pick a movie that I've seen recently for the first time, but I'm kind of running out of those that would be like viable. Like guessable.
Yeah, I mean,
like I've been watching WWE movies with Katie Rose for the Patreon, the other Patreon, the wrestling Patreon.
Wow.
But there's no way Hannah's ever going to guess these. So no, they're all bad.
Yeah,
so,
no, I'm not going to guess any of that shit.
They're all bad.
RIP the network. Maybe I would have if I kept the network.
Yeah, we've been watching Triple H as the Chaperone and some other stuff. So
yeah, we were sitting there watching shit buffer, not realizing we were living the best days of our lives. We used to bitch so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a damn shame.
God heard us bitch too much and took the Mae Young Classic. God damn it. Fucker.
Yeah, those tournaments were like the best thing that they ever did.
They were so good.
Yeah. Mae
Young Classic and Evolution. Fuck.
Yeah, Evolution was great. Yeah, it should be really. Hey, Hunter, bring that shit back.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck?
So, there's another theme that will reveal itself at the end, because obviously there's only two examples, so you can't really see how they connect until they're both revealed. So, but the big hint is, well, it's not really a good hint that I've seen these in theaters, because obviously I haven't been friends with Hannah. So the first we're gonna do, I was friends with Hannah when I saw this in theaters, but not like we didn't see it in theaters together or something like that. So
no,
so it's gonna be.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie. I haven't seen a movie with you. I've seen a movie with Benel. We went to Polite Society.
Oh, okay, word. Yeah. Me and Hannah actually, we have not seen a movie together. Actually,
no. No. Yeah. Well, that's unless you count Discord movies, but yeah.
That's true.
But I've seen the ones that you played, because I've picked them a lot of the time.
Yeah, true.
We still need to do the Lighthouse.
Yes.
We still need to do the Lighthouse.
We're going to do the Lighthouse. It's going to happen.
We'll figure it out. We got to have fucking Lighthouse.
I really want to bring Benel on for that too, so.
We have to.
When he's around.
It's important. It's a family gathering.
It truly is important. The first movie up for this week, is our quote unquote good review, because this movie, is rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. It is PG-13 from 2019, sci-fi action.
Ooh.
2 hours and 12 minutes. It has a score of 42% on Tomatometer. However, an 83% audience score.
What?
Yeah. Audience liked it twice as much as the critics.
2019,
PG-13, so before the year, before the world collapsed. And it is a sci-fi action. Here's a good review for this. Felix Vasquez Jr. says, works on its own and as a chapter in a larger movie universe that pays off quite well. Corey Woodruff. It's
Lady Ghostbusters.
No. Good guess, though. Good guess. Corey Woodruff from USA Today.
I don't remember what the fuck year that was at all.
2016.
Yeah, it was 2016. Oh, yeah. Well, if you flipped the six upside down.
Yeah. Time to turn it upside down. Corey Woodruff from USA Today. The scope and melodramatics of this one meshed really well, but the unfiltered desire to let these blank go at it.
It's Alien versus Predator, one of them. Oh,
good guess. No.
I can see these aliens and predators go at it? Question mark.
No, good guess. Keith Garlington.
In high school, me and my friend always... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There you go.
Your story. Yeah,
no, in high school, me and my friends, whenever there was an Alien versus Predator movie, we would show up with fake guns. I don't know what that was all about.
That sounds awesome.
I don't know what that was all about. Yeah, no, we always used to grab Nerf guns to Aliens versus Predator.
That sounds awesome, yeah. Keith Garlington says... The director...
Garlington.
Yeah, Keith Garlington.
Garlington.
Even if I said the director's name, I don't think this would actually help you, so I might just...
Probably not, just say it.
It wouldn't help me. Michael Dougherty has delivered a blank movie.
Generic fucking name, too.
Yeah, Michael Dougherty has delivered a blank movie that is unquestionably action-heavy, probably too much for those with no affection for the classic in this genre.
Hmm. For the classic in this genre.
2019 sci-fi action.
One of the Star Wars...
No.
No. Absolutely not. Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of franchises. What else is a franchise?
Emma Wolf says, the story is a little bit hollow. It's a bit Orst? Wait, O-R-C-E-D.
Is it Hollow Man? No, that's from like what, 10 years
ago. Wait, is this a word? Orked? O-R-C-E-D? Is that a word? Or is that a typo for forced?
Or is it
a bit orked?
An abbreviation for orchestrated.
okay. I don't,
maybe?
Yeah, the story's a little bit hollow. It's a little bit something, but, big but, the main character, the eponymous character, we should say, is makes up for it.
Eponymous.
The return of this eponymous character and all of these friends is pretty amazing and pretty epic.
Hmm. And
yeah, it's actually kind of hard. I'll give you a couple more maybe, but at least this one. After a subpar 2014 effort, Mike Dougherty keeps the focus on blank during this sequel, which makes for a lot of fun and a breezy pace.
Huh. Fuck.
So it is a sequel to a 2014.
There's a sequel to it in 2014.
Yeah, this is 2019. It's the sequel to
The Hulk. No, those are two other ones that have like wildly different years. Yeah. You know how Ang Lee's Hulk came out in 2014.
You wouldn't like me. When, yeah, it was 2014.
You wouldn't like me in 2014. We were all there. No,
you give up.
You got me.
All right, it is. Yeah. Drum roll. PG-13 2019 sci-fi action, 2 hours, 12 minutes, 42, rotten, 83, fresh audience, Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
That was one thing that I thought about, but I don't know why I didn't say it. I did actually think it, but I didn't
about
say it out
loud. About the Godzilla
well.
Franchise, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about
it. It's kind of hard. Like, it's one of those things that's like...
They made it sound like the titular character was not a villain, too.
He's not in these movies. He's not?
He's misunderstood?
He's the hero in these movies.
Oh, wait, no, Godzilla actually saves people in these movies?
Yeah, he's the hero.
Wow.
So the
good guy?
Yeah, that new Japanese movie...
I thought
he was
smashy.
Yeah, Godzilla Minus One, that new one, he's the villain in that one. Because that's a throwback.
Okay.
But all the modern
ones... general... Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's the hero of the recent MonsterVerse, if we call it that.
That's crazy.
Him and King Kong.